Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Mike, you're currently exhibiting at the Fox Galleries in Melbourne. Please tell me about that show.
It sort of spans a few different series that I've done. One of the works is from my series from the Philippines, and it's from the series called Live Fast, Die Young, and it's a picture of two roosters fighting. So it's from my time living in the Philippines recently, where I was documenting some of the cockfighting there, and that particular painting is just two roosters in combat. And that whole series had to do with just the macho culture in the Philippines, and sort of exploring my heritage and re-exploring my roots. And it's a bit confrontational, especially in Australia where it's illegal. So I get sort of mixed feedback from public. Some people really get it and they're supportive, and other people find it confronting, I guess. But it's just a snapshot of part of society over there that it's a huge part of culture in the Philippines and other parts of Southeast Asia as well.
And what else are you showing in the show, Mike?
There's another painting there that features two jaguars facing each other with the caption "Lo siento," and it's just from a series I did of animal portraits, I guess, like just dealing with human relationships, but juxtaposed using animals facing each other with captions. I think from my background as an animator, I found it really natural just to use animals as a subject matter to express typically human conditions or relationships. So that's the biggest painting in that show is from that era, that period of work.
You're exhibiting together with Nigel Sense. Can you tell me how this exhibition came about, how this became a joint exhibition, and how that changes the nature of your work?
It's not the first time I've shown with other artists. In this case, Nigel approached Fox Galleries, and he proposed the idea of doing a show with me. And then Michael Fox contacted me with the idea. So it was Nigel reaching out with the idea, and he was familiar with my work, and it was great to meet him on the night. I hadn't seen his work in person, and I'd sort of met him through this show, so it was great to meet him and see his work. And he has a very spontaneous energy to his work, and one of the paintings we collaborated on, it's from my series called Ghetto Superstar, which is which features transgender models, and he superimposed his work on top of that. So there's a big collaborative piece that's in the show that we worked on. It's kind of like the centerpiece. So I think the works are very simpatico. Yeah, both admirers of each other's style, and they work together.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.